This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's trending?
What's trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. The tournament is underway. We got two games going on right now. Another one starts in 25 minutes. Currently, it is about to be halftime in the South region. 9-seed Creighton up 49-31 on 8-seed Louisville. The other game going on right now, tied at 20, is 13-seed High Point versus 4-seed Purdue halfway through the first half. The next game, as I mentioned, 14-seed Montana going to take on 3-seed Wisconsin. That's at 12:30. And then at 1 o'clock today, 16-seed SIU Edwardsville taking on Kelvin Sampson, the 1-seed Houston Cougars.
Louisville just cut it down to 15 at halftime.
Whoa,
here we go.
Watch out.
Well, we lost our show bet. I've already got a suggestion for a second one.
We're going to get this money back quick.
I think next the listener up, should decide our next live
I'll
bet.
I'll listen if they've got an idea. Next up on Watch Training, MU and KU tonight. KU kicking off at 6:10 first. They'll take on Arkansas and John Calipari. MU will be about 20 minutes after that one. And we'll take on a 30-3 Drake team as well. Both teams are favored by 5.5 and 6.5 points respectively. We'll find out whether or not it works out. But yeah, they're both in action tonight.
In the NFL, a little bit of news. The Texans have extended edge rusher Danielle Hunter. $35 million is what he'll make next year.
That's
Remember,
crazy.
That was a really good signing last year, though.
It was.
In free agency.
I've been a big Danielle Hunter fan for years. I was trying to get him to get through it 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Still be a good player.
But he just got an extension, a nice extension from the Houston Texans.
I think we're seeing more extensions out of teams this year because the cap numbers were crazy and nobody had anyone they wanted to pay in the free agency market. So they're like, screw it. Let's just pay Danielle Hunter full freight, and at least we get him back here next year as well. Next up on What's Trending, NC State has reportedly agreed to a deal with McNeese coach Will Wade to become their next head coach. Texas reportedly will also part ways with Rodney Terry after they blew that game against Xavier last night.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. That is What's Trending here on Cody and Gold, and that'll be one to watch because Will Wade, yes, he agreed, and it sounds like, to the NC State job, but he hasn't signed it yet. McNeese is still playing. Could Texas all of a sudden back up a Brinks truck bigger than NC State's? The answer is they could. So we'll see how that plays out. But Rodney Terry has not officially been fired. But how bad is it? Like 10 minutes after the game, Jeff Goodman was already reporting, yeah, Rodney Terry is going to get fired. Like, basically just waiting to hit.
Yeah.
Basically was told, hey, if they lose, they're going to get rid of him.
All right. So I'm open to suggestions. 913-586-7965 for our next live bet while we're on the air. I was considering John Tonje to hit three or more threes.
That's the Wisconsin
game.
That's
it. Plus 120.
Okay.
I'll be honest. He's only hit three or more two of the last four games, but that man will take him.
Yes, he will.
And in a lot of ways, I like that.
The whole team
will
take him.
He has taken six threes a game over the last five games.
Okay.
So he will throw up some three-point shots.
We need
and he's taken 10 or more three-point attempts four times this year.
Over 2.5.
So we're asking him, though, based on recent, we're asking him to hit 50% from three. If he's taken six, we need three.
Yeah. We are asking him to take, which he's about a 40% three-point shooter.
Right.
He took five in the last game in the Big 10 championship game. He took 10 against Michigan State. He hit all six against UCLA in the Big 10 tournament.
All right.
He took seven against Penn State a couple of weeks ago. So,
all right, so that's a suggestion. Text line, a few people have texted, and they said we should take Montana, race to 10 for them to score the first 10, to get to 10 before.
You get plus money. I don't think that's a bad bet.
So Montana, you think Montana gets out to a quick start against Wisconsin?
If we do that, then shouldn't we just take Montana minus or plus 9.5 in the first half?
Well, no, because you see teams get out to an 8-2 lead or 10-2 from a high seed. I don't know.
10-8.
Someone else says SIU Edwardsville, first half spread against Houston. And that's another suggestion. I'm good with any of these three. I don't care which direction we want to go. We got to go first half, though, I think, on something.
I think we support.
That's why I don't know about the Wisconsin.
Yeah,
that's why I don't know about the. We may not have our answer.
He might hit it in the first half and we feel good.
He could.
All right, so maybe SIU. Let's take the text line suggestion. Plus 28.5. I'm taking the first half line. Hold on. Let me see what the.
Oh, I thought you were saying the first half line was 28.5.
Excuse me. No.
Hang on a second.
Let me. The sick behavior taking like 13. You get SIU Edwardsville at 16.5 in the first half. You guys want to do that? We're betting on a 16 seed.
That game starts at 1.
We'll get the first half in before the show ends, but it'll be tight.
It's sick behavior for you. As soon as we knew the bet was done with Louisville, it's like, all right, we need to catch back up and find a way to win something.
I think that one might be too late. What was the other one? Race to 10 in Wisconsin and Montana?
Yeah, that game starts in 20 minutes.
You probably get plus money for Montana, though, to get to 10. So I don't think that's bad. I think the Tonje one is maybe the most likely.
That could be over quick. Sure. We could be 0-2 very quickly.
Plus 185, Montana, race to 10. You know what?
I don't.
Does that seem like the most fun one?
If you're chasing, I don't know if that's the best bet to make.
I know the unit size we used on the last bet. How about you cut it in half?
Half on
race to 10 and half on another bet.
Okay.
From the show fund. Does that
work? Yeah, that works for me.
Cut it in half, whatever our unit size was for the first bet.
Okay.
Cut that in half and split it between the next two bets.
Okay, so I'm locking in right now Montana plus 185.
All right.
Race to 10 points, first half against Wisconsin. Yep. I'm locking in that bet right now.
And then, what?
I still like the threes. Can we do the threes?
Fine. Let's do it. Fine. Let's do it.
I'm confident that we're going to win these, but at the same time, what happens if we lose? Are we just done betting
it's
for the day?
It's our show fun for a reason, for fun.
Maybe. It might just be dead. But, you know.
We're going to do it again tomorrow. Someone says we should just fade. That's right. You could also fade every bet we do today.
I mean, if we're just going to go over, you might as well.
You guys would be 1-0 right now, you know? But we took a couple listener advice on these. So hopefully these will cash.
All Montana, right. Placed, official.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go find the one I had in Wisconsin. Drew, I'm counting on your guy, okay? I'm counting on your
I've never heard of that guy in my life. I have no
idea. He's a really good player.
I've never heard of him.
He played at Missouri last year.
Yeah, he did.
Well, they were 0-16 in conference play, so I don't know.
He did get hurt in the middle of the year. Thank you, Missouri, for not trying to keep him. We really appreciate you because AJ Storr going away is actually the best thing that could have happened to him.
All right, let's talk about the locals for a second. We'll get to MU in about 20 minutes or so, but let's start with Kansas. It's the first game of the locals today. 6:10 tip-off out in Providence, Rhode Island. Kansas, the 7th seed, taking on 10th seed Arkansas. The Jayhawks, by the way, are 4.5-point favorites. You can oversimplify certain games. We've talked about this with Tim Murray earlier from VSiN and where this game has to be won, right, for both these teams. These two teams are so similar to me because bigger name programs, you would think a lot of talent on the team, underachieved to say the least. But Kansas is the healthier team, too, in this matchup. We know that one of the star players for Arkansas is out, maybe their best player. Their other player, they're getting back. But how many minutes is he going to have? We're going to talk with Matt Tate, who's in Providence, Rhode Island, covering the Jayhawks about this at 1:00.
Yeah.
But I look at Kansas, and if Hunter Dickinson gives them the type of performance that he had for three straight games prior to that loss to Arizona in the Big 12 tournament, then I think they'll be fine. Like, it's not just on him, because they cannot turn over the ball the way they have at times this year. We all know it. When they play and they're on, they truly can't beat anybody. But we've seen plenty of times. I would say that's only happens 10% of the time since December.
It all clicks for Kansas. Roughly 10% of the time.
The good news is, against Arkansas, I'll be honest, I don't think they have to have their best game.
No. They can have like a middle against, of the road.
They need it if they win this and have to play St. John's or something like that. Against this, they can have an, I would say it still has to be above 80, 85%. But I look at Arkansas and I wonder, the way they won that charity exhibition game against Kansas, they played before the season, and they beat Kansas pretty good. They were physical. They beat them up inside. Kansas, to me, will be more prepared for that in this game today. You're not getting caught off guard. Hunter Dickinson did not play in that charity exhibition game. Everybody keeps referencing how Hunter Dickinson didn't even play in that game. So I don't take too much from that one.
No, I don't either. And that goes way, way, way back. And obviously, Hunter Dickinson's their best scorer. That's not even like a question at this point. The biggest question I have about Kansas, and like I told you, I also strongly considered taking them to beat St. John's. I didn't. I inevitably thought they'll win against Arkansas and they'll win tonight. For what are the reasons? And maybe this is recency bias and it's a mistake. Zeke Mayo, I thought, is not a bad player. When I watched him play bad in December and parts of January and early February, I didn't think Zeke Mayo's a bad basketball player. I thought Zeke Mayo has lost every ounce of confidence he has in how to play basketball. And then in the Big 12 tournament, for the first time since probably the early part of the college basketball season, he looked like a player who was no longer afraid to shoot. I watched him at the end of Big 12 play look like he was gun shy to even pull the trigger on taking a jump shot. And then in the Big 12 tournament, all of a sudden he was like, you know what do I have to lose? We're losing anyway. I might as well start taking shots. And he started hitting shots and looking more comfortable and confident. And I think if there's like a small difference in what takes place in this game, I think that Zeke Mayo has finally found his comfort again, and that Hunter Dickinson is an inconsistent player. But he doesn't have like three bad offensive games in a row very often, right? Or two bad offensive games in a row, Gold. He's bad in their last game. He stunk in the last game of the Big 12 tournament. I think they'll win today against Arkansas. And honestly, I like them to cover, even though they're a four and a half point favorite. Did it open as 5.5?
I believe so, yeah. I think it went down. Missouri's line has held pretty steady at 6.5. Missouri has been a 6.5 point favorite pretty much the entire day.
I know it's easy to say this, but if you just go off of paper, Kansas has got the better basketball. Like if they
better coach too.
If they play the way that they're supposed to play, Kansas is going to win this basketball game because they have too much talent, from Hunter Dickinson to Zeke Mayo to AJ Stewart to even Dewan Harris, you know, facilitating things. KJ Adams. If they play the way that they are expected to play, then they absolutely should be winning this game.
Sure, but I'm with you. But that's been part of the issue, right?
Correct.
Is that they have not gotten the performance that you would expect from some of the talent that they do have on the team. But I'm with you guys to the point where I feel pretty decent about Kansas' chances of winning this game and setting up a second round matchup against St. John's. We'll talk about Missouri here in just a little bit as well, and their game against Drake. I'm sure there's some of you listening right now that are hopping in the car and heading down to Wichita. Maybe you're in the Flint Hills right now. I don't know if our signal gets all the way out there.
We can do a score update here in just a minute. I just want to ask one thing about Kansas.
Okay.
It's already probably cemented, but if they lose, they've lost to worse seeds, obviously, in the NCAA tournament, like every team has.
Hello, Bucknell and Bradley.
But
if
they lose tonight to Arkansas, this firmly cements one of the five worst seasons for Kansas. Certainly the worst for Bill Self ever.
Absolutely.
The single worst season for Bill Self ever.
Well, they're already the highest seed. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it's going to go down as one of the five worst Kansas teams ever. They make the tournament every year. They're a contender every year. Look, I don't want to go back in the 30s or 40s. Mm. Certainly in my life, it would be one of the three worst Kansas teams. Roy Williams, Self, I don't care the coach. This would be one of the three worst Kansas teams I remember. And maybe Self missed it, or maybe Roy missed a tournament during his time at Kansas, and it's not coming to my mind because I was born in 84, and maybe during those early years, he randomly missed one. But they had that run of, like, they've made the tournament. I know technically that streak isn't alive now because they got sanctioned by the NCAA or whatever, but they haven't missed a tournament in like 30 years, right?
34, 35 years. Something like that. They have longest streak in the country.
It's not technically alive, right? Because of the sanctions,
NCAA
right?
Stuff, yeah.
but we know it's alive.
Well, CBS put the graphic up, so okay, they're counting cool. it. They put the graphic up during the broadcast. It works for me, you know?
Like, it's just pretending like we're supposed to just, like, blinky thing erase and pretend like it didn't exist. Let's get to another score update over in the NCAA term. We'll bring you to this on the 15s and the 45s. That way, Keisha, you're keeping track. At halftime, as you had mentioned, Creighton up 49-34, our first L of the day. First half of High Point and Purdue. Currently, Purdue up 31-25. 3:50 left to go in that first half, and we are 13 minutes away from three games going on at once, Wisconsin and Montana, both 26 and 25 win teams. Drew's wearing his Badgers gear.
And then tomorrow he'll be wearing his Butler gear, even though they're not in the tournament.
He was wearing, who are you wearing yesterday? Washington State?
Yeah, I had my Wazoo jacket on.
He's just a fan of college sports apparel.
But when if Wisconsin loses to Montana, will you go buy a Montana hat and wear that?
Hell no.
Quick question. Is it worse for Drew to wear two different teams he's supporting in two different days, or Alex not to wear Kansas gear to support his squad today?
It's worse that Gold's not supporting his squad.
Well, of course, that's what you're going to say. I'm opening this up to the text line.
I'm not
913-586-7965.
I'm not supporting Washington State. I just have
Kansas is playing tonight. I'll go home and I'll throw on a KU hoodie or something.
Oh, but, during the game, you better be wearing something.
But during the show today, no.
I like somebody's logic is that Drake is winning today because because he's been losing all year. Shouldn't you be taking it the other way? If Kendrick's been beating Drake all year.
Yeah.
Did you see that absolute slam? His own record label dunked on him in court the other day?
He sued him.
Damn.
Yeah, he sued his own record label or whatever.
And they
it was.
Were like, this is sad. Yeah. He got in a rap battle, got his ass kicked, and then sued us. What did we do?
Yeah.
You're like, wow.
A reminder,
UMG.
A reminder, after that Montana-Wisconsin game tips off, the other games in the early afternoon window, 16-seed SIU Edwardsville will be in the Midwest region, taking on the number one seed Houston Cougars. Also at 1:50 this afternoon, right as we're about to hang it up for the day, number 16, Alabama State, winners of their first four game the other night, will take on number one seed Auburn. And then at 2:15, it's the 5-12 matchup, maybe the first one everybody's keeping an eye on for a big upset. 12 seed McNeese taking on 5 seed Clemson. That would be the early portion of Thursday's action. And remember, there's games that go all the way to 11 o'clock or so tonight. Last tip-off time is scheduled for 9:10 this evening. That's the Texas Tech UNC Wilmington game. That's a little look the scoreboard right now.
Multiple people, by the way, including our friend Joe, said it does reach Flint Hills, but you got to go to the AM side.
You got to
be on the fan.
It's still 96.5.
If you're trying to get on all the way down to the Flint
Drive
Hills
safe.
Side.
Drive safe for those of you Drake fans, MU fans heading out to Wichita.
You can listen harder, listen longer on the AM
That's
side
right.
when
That's
you're
right.
driving down to Flint Hills, you
mm-hmm.
know?
That's
Just
right.
like the old days. Not saying I like being on FM, but
Flint
know.
Hills are, on a nice day, Flint Hills are solid, man. It's a great view. Nice little drive. Yeah. I made that drive many, many times.
Length Back. Alone is your ultimate weapon.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Cody. Thank you.
I don't remember what I was saying about that. Was that?
You were talking about arm
how
lengths
many,
in the
how
end
many,
of the
oh,
offensive line.
Oh,
I think that's what it was.
If okay. Missouri,
that makes way more sense.
We'll break down the Missouri game in a little bit, but if Missouri does win today, and I think they will against Drake, how many of you guys listening, I'm curious, are like, hey, I'm not going to go today. But this weekend, it's a Saturday. So how many of you are going to drive up Friday night or Saturday morning? Because I know Carrington. We've talked to him.
He said
if
he
Missouri
will.
Wins today, I think he's planning on driving out there on Saturday.
And I don't know how many people told us that if for some miracle it's MU and KU in the Sweet Sticks
They're
team,
flying to San Francisco.
How many people are making the trek to San Francisco?
I looked at flights. It's only going to go up. I don't think I would
How bad
do it.
Was it?
Depends on which airport you fly into. I think that, of course, if you fly to San Jose, which is an hour and a half south, or you fly into Oakland, it's a little bit cheaper. I think the
Oakland,
cheapest San Jose was $280 San Jose, but again, you're an hour and a half away. And then Oakland was $450, I think.
Okay.
And San Francisco was over $5.
San Jose is going to be tough because you got to still get an hour and a half up.
Yeah, I mean, yes.
Unless you know somebody in San Jose.
Exactly. Exactly. But San Jose is a much cheaper airport to fly into.
Well, and people know that because it's NCAA, someone's team is going to be playing in those cities and they're going to want to fly in. So it exists at least on that end. All right. So the tournament's going on. Currently a seed higher, a double digit seed is trailing by 8 High Point to Purdue right now. You had pointed out a stat about double digit seeds. So let's make our picks.
Yeah. So there's a longstanding trend, 16 straight tournaments now, 16 straight NCAA tournaments. A double digit seed has advanced to the Sweet 16. So as advanced to the second weekend, have won at least 2 games. You can say there's not one this year, but that could be your answer as well. Which double-digit seed
I mean, 16
do you guys
straight.
Think
why would I say it's not
is
this year?
Winning at least two games? Do you guys have an answer? I have two teams in my bracket.
Oh,
at
wow.
Least,
okay.
That would qualify for this. 16 straight tourneys, a double digit seed. The two for me, one is a team that won their first four game the other night.
Okay.
North Carolina, I like their path. It's not so much that I think North Carolina is just fixed and everything. They're playing better basketball, even in the ACC tournament they were. And I think they'll upset Iowa State in their second game. Iowa State's best player is not available. I think North Carolina will win their first game against Ole Miss and then go and beat Iowa State. So North Carolina is one contender for this trend. And then New Mexico is, I told you, you and I are opposite sides on New Mexico. It's definitely not like my most confident bet or anything like that, but New Mexico would have to beat Marquette and then beat Michigan State. But those would be two teams that I would think could be double digit seeds. One's a 10, one's an 11.
Okay.
That could
North
get to the
Carolina.
Sweet
16. So even after, cause like you're usually fade public. Most people who gamble pretty regularly are North Carolina became the hot team. Cause like, well, once they win this one, here they go.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it looks so good. I can't really blame you. I thought about North Carolina. I think they're right in that fringe for me. I definitely had them winning the first game in the first round. So, like, I'm not out on that. Funny enough, you guys told me after the fact that this was a trendy one. So, I didn't necessarily know it was a trendy one. I was just deciding on the teams that I've seen play pretty recently, the teams that I've kind of kept an eye on, and then just looking at some advanced metrics for the ones that I don't believe in. And I ended up with UC San Diego, which ended up being a very trendy pick.
Yeah, the Tridents are very popular.
5-12 is always very popular anyway. The truth is, it was less about them and more about my complete lack of belief in Michigan. Teams who are kind of mediocre for big chunks of the year, get hot in their conference tournaments, are everyone's darling come NCAA tournament time. And they're just like, well, they're just going to keep this ball rolling. They had to play four games last week. Four. Size is the biggest concern. Michigan is just so much bigger. But that's every 5-12 matchup. That's probably every Power Four versus some small conference school. And so because San Diego can shoot the three and shoots a lot of threes, and I'm just not a believer in Michigan, I ended up on UC San Diego as my Sweet 16 team. We'll find out if I'm right or just dead wrong. But
yeah. Well, these are all bolder picks because, yes, 16 straight times it's happened. But who's that double-digit seed that you think, Drew, do you have
a
team?
Well, they got A&M, another, like, I want to see how these middle SEC teams fare against it. Because how is it just deep and mediocre, or is it deep and great, the SEC?
Some people think Yale's going to beat A&M. I have that as one of my upsets in my bracket.
Well, and I'd like that. That would give me an even better chance of getting that team.
So I have Yale beating A&M, but I don't have them in the Sweet 16.
Same.
The Sweet 16 teams that I have are UNC and Xavier. I think Xavier beats Illinois. Ironically, I think... I can't remember how long it's been, but there has been a team that's played in the first four as an 11 that has won at least one, if not two games. I think in the last three or four tournaments, there's been an 11 seed in the play-in that's made the Sweet 16. So popular pick. I've got both Xavier and UNC.
So you have both. Okay.
The Sweet 16. Yes.
So that would be
the only
Xavier.
Two double digit
so
ones.
I have Xavier winning their first, well, I guess now their second game, but their first real game.
I think they beat
you're a big play-in guy, huh? Just
but
a couple
I think
of
they
play-in
lose
teams.
To, that means you have them beating Kentucky?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I got Kentucky in my final four.
That's
Drew
right.
And I are going to go very different directions with our bracket.
To me, the SEC to me is just a little bit sketchy. I might be dead wrong, but we also, I think, are going to learn a lot about how good that conference really was, where Texas played a bunch of good teams and they lost to a Xavier team that didn't play in a great Big East. And I think that we're going to learn a lot about the SEC over the course of the first weekend.
To Drew's point, I've seen the Big 12 a number of times go into a tournament where it's like, it's eight deep. Everyone's so good. And what it turned out was everyone was kind of mediocre.
Happens to the Big 10 all the time.
And everyone look like anyone could beat anyone in the tournament.
Yeah.
So we actually don't know that. That was for the same reason I liked San Diego. Just like, I don't know, A&M's in like, they're in the muck of the rest of the SEC.
And you think they beat Michigan? And the Big Ten has notoriously been that conference of really good up top, but then Purdue loses, or Michigan State loses, or Wisconsin, whatever the case is. The Big Ten doesn't have a good rap sheet in the tournament itself.
Think of the Big Ten. It's early, but Purdue now has opened up a 10-point lead on High Point. 35-25 on the 13 seed High Point. 104 to go in the first half. So they've separated themselves here a little bit.
My bracket's looking ugly, boys, with these first two games.
What? How's it? How is it already ugly?
If Louisville. No, it's not.
Oh, you have Louisville in the Elite Eight. That's why.
It's not over. If Louisville loses,
actually
I have them in the Elite Eight.
Let me look up our Cody Gold Bracket Challenge standings. Drew is going to be in last place very quickly.
I will be.
Maximum points is really going to hurt him there.
Yeah, it's going to get worse and worse as the other rounds.
As a reminder, last last year, I had 13 of the 16 Sweet 16 teams and finished below both of you.
Correct.
So it's not like in the end.
Yeah. You gotta have the Elite Eight and Final Four figured out. You can mess up in the first round and be fine. Mm-hmm. You just cannot have what Drew might have happen, which is your Elite
Can't
Eight
lose
team.
Too many Elite
that's one
you
team.
Just need,
okay.
You just need 5 to 6.
Look,
Elite
it's a second half. You
I'm
know,
trusting Pat, in Pat Kelsey.
Pat
you know?
Kelsey and the Louisville Cardinal down 15. You never know.
Crane shot 57% in that half. They shot 9. They made 9 of 16 threes.
All right. Coming up next, guys, we are going to keep an eye, obviously, on the games that are going on right now. But let's talk more about MU and Drake and the contrast in styles. How do we see this game playing out? Plus, the random.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question of the day. Don't forget to go to 96.5thefan.com for the Fiery Hot Sevens contest, where you can win a $30 instant scratch ticket. And one person will win the grand prize, a Bobby Wood Jr. autographed jersey and framing, all thanks to our friends at the Kansas Lottery. It's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you, keeping an eye on the NCAA tournament. We got 3 games going on at once, although one's at halftime, but we'll soon have 4. We've got the quad box going.
We got a race to 10 on Montana and Wisconsin.
It's tied at 5.
Thanks to the text line at +185. It is tied at 5 right now. Montana with the ball.
We need Montana to get to 10 first.
I thought he was going
to
take the 3 and he pulled it back.
We need Montana. Then Montana can get destroyed after that, but we need Montana to get to 10 points first.
It's unfortunate. We really needed the 3 mm-hmm. to make there. We'll keep an eye out on it. We'll give you another score update coming up in about 10 minutes or so. It appears already that the Creighton game is done. Creighton Louisville, done.
I think it's safe to say. They flashed a graphic.
Creighton
teams
will be beating Louisville. You know.
It's 61-44, and it said teams during the broadcast that in the first round games lead by 15 or more at halftime or is it 119-0? I was far away from the TV. Is 119-0 or 151-0? I couldn't tell what it said. But either way, it's an impressive stat.
And all you need to know.
We're in trouble now. Wisconsin's got 9 points. Montana has 5. We need a bucket and a stop and then a bucket.
And one of those buckets has got to be a 3.
Correct.
Or an and 1.
Wisconsin's a point away from having the race to 10. This is why I said we split.
And they just turned it over.
This is why we needed
to
split.
We're terrible at this.
This was a listener bet.
I know.
This was a listener bet. This one came from the listener, man.
All right, that bet's over. Now we're down to now we're down to 3-point shots.
This one's from the listener, man. All right, let's talk MU. MU taking on Drake tonight in Wichita.
We're about to be shut down for the day.
MU and Drake. The Tigers are 6.5-point favorites. Everybody's talked about this game, how fascinating it is because the contrast in styles. And we know Missouri wants to get up and score, and Drake wants to slow this thing down, limit your possessions, and they're fine. If this game is 65-63, that bodes well for Drake. If it's 85-83, you know, it won't be 85-83. Point is, if it's in the 80s, it's Missouri's game. I think if Drake does not get off to a good start, it spells trouble. And Drake's a hell of a team. We've gone through the story and everything this year.
They're a great story.
I just would worry. I would just worry about if I'm Drake, Missouri's offense being on early, and you get down, let's call it 14-6 or something. Even in a series like that's only 8 points. The style play for Drake, well, they can turn you over. I just what happens if Drake is trailing? They've been up in a lot of games. Look, the Missouri Valley Conference tournament, there was one game where they were down at halftime. I'll just be real, like it's a step up in competition. But Drake's a good team, but they have not played anybody offensively like Missouri all year.
No, and they so like not only do they play slow, which is true, right? So they rank really low in 3-point attempts per game, but that would be expected because they play really slow. They're 63rd in 3-point percentage. So even though they play slow, Golden, you think, oh, we just pass. They don't shoot it all that well either. From the three, that typically is where you find the upsets. I think sometimes we talk a lot about style of play and we're just ignoring talent. And I'm not saying less talented teams never win in the NCAA tournament. But it's where Missouri's talent is. I think a lot of times when like it's not guard play you're led by or you run into these troubles, then maybe sometimes you can get in there. I thought sitting Mitchell made sense. I think that they're like he's going to be healthy going into this game. I think they are strongest where Drake can maybe try to push those pressure points defensively. And Missouri is much better. Like, first of all, we were just talking about Kansas. In my opinion, Missouri is much better at taking care of the ball offensively, which is not going to get them in too much trouble against Drake, where they can get a turnover, drag this thing out, run the clock out. And I also think it's weird because I don't think Missouri hates playing in the 50s either. They're an offensive team. I think that favors Drake, but I don't think it buries Missouri. Does that make sense? Playing in the 80s buries Drake. Playing in the 50s is not Barry, Missouri.
Well, you're right. There's more ways you could see Missouri winning, obviously, in this game than Drake. I mean, if Drake plays their best and their style, Missouri can still win. I don't believe if Missouri's able to do with what they want to do and how they want to play, I don't believe Drake can win that way. Does that make sense? Like, Missouri can win in a couple different ways. Drake, to me, has to win. This game has to go a certain way for Drake to win. It does not have to go a certain way for Missouri. It's why I'm taking Missouri to win and why, when we're going through the locals, I think both Missouri and Kansas win their games today. I was trying to look at the last time Missouri won a game in the 50s or low 60s. And I'm scrolling quite a bit.
Maybe A&M, February 8th,
they lost to Texas A&M 67-64. The last time they won a game that was that low scoring, they lost a game 61-53 to Texas earlier this year. The last win in the 60s for Missouri? There isn't one. That's kind of the point. This game cannot be in the low 60s and then win for them to win, I don't think. But
okay, so you think they got to be at least a 70?
I think if this game is in the low 60s, I guess it's different. A very good thing for Drake.
What's funny, though, is like 60s against an SEC team to me is not 60s against Drake, a team who limits their possessions more than any other team in college basketball. It's like harder for them to get to 60s than we were playing A&M 67-64,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I got you.
Have we not lost this kid?
No, it hasn't got to 10 yet. I'm laughing.
Did he get fouled on the way to the basket?
I mean, we're still going to lose the bet, but
timeout,
it's funny.
Timeout took forever.
Wisconsin still has not gotten to 10. Wisconsin is up 9-5 against Montana. We had a race to 10 bet for Montana, and it's technically not dead yet.
Tanjay does not have a 3 yet either, Cody, and he's not in the game right now. Oh. So.
What's no he foul, doing? No foul at the bucket. We're alive still. At the bucket. We're still alive on the race to 10.
Still alive.
Someone said that was a listener suggestion. You didn't have to bet it as a show. Fair enough.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Look,
there.
We're on the air.
We're trying to have fun with you guys.
If we're going to be on the air during these games, we want to have some fun. So we're gonna throw some darts out there on the betting board. And one, let's go.
Whoa.
We're a free throw. All right.
Back alive.
Montana's a
Wisconsin's
free
throw. Immediately. Now that they've given me a little bit, this is what the problem is. They give me a little bit of life, a little hope. Yeah. Wisconsin hasn't made a bucket in a little while. So now I'm like, maybe anything is possible now.
That's betting for you. A free throw here would make it a 9-8 game. And it means we're a stop away, another stop away from potentially still cashing this ticket. Let's see what happens, man. Let's see what happens with this one. Are you guys taking Missouri on the spread, though? So it sounds like Drew's taking Drake to win outright.
Yeah.
Missed free throw. Thank you very
much. So obviously
Montana.
He's taking Drake as well in the points. You would bet on that.
Mm-hmm.
I would take Missouri not only to win, but to cover. It's one of those, Gold. Truthfully, I probably wouldn't bet on the spread. If you made me, I choose him to cover. I could see this being kind of one of those things that tightens up and instead we run into a little bit of a problem. But yeah, for the most part, I think Missouri's the better team. I don't think Drake has played a team of their caliber very often. Oh, he took a three.
That was a really good
one. And they can run into it. Called so bad. Explain what happened.
Wisconsin missed their layup on the other shot on the other end. So it's still 9-7 at the 14 minute mark. Montana had a good look for a three and missed it. We're still in a position where Wisconsin cannot score another point or the
But had they hit the shot, we would have won it still somehow.
But how many more stops can Montana get?
I don't know.
Oh, foul going. Oh, travel.
Oh, I can't believe they didn't call that a foul. Hey, relax.
That's right.
Do you want your show bet to hit or not, Drew?
Drew, we got to win money, then your Badgers can win.
So you need a three here in this next possession. I mean,
I'll take just another. I'll take a two.
And I don't care if Wisconsin goes on a 40-0 run.
Correct.
Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. I hope, you know. Doesn't matter to me after that. That's right. Just trying to win this bet. Then your Badgers can do whatever they want.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's exactly right. Other than that, I don't care what happens in this game after this race to 10. That's it. Other than, I guess, our Wisconsin three-point shooter that Drew talked us into. But or Cody, I don't know whoever suggested.
That was me.
John Tanjay.
I still don't know who the hell that is. What number is he?
He played for Missouri.
Nine.
Is he even in the game yet?
Yes. Yes, he is. He's back in.
Oh, my gosh. These teams can't score. This is brutal.
Who would have thought should have taken the under?
Race to 10. It's at the 13-minute mark, but they haven't got to 10 yet.
I thought this better be over after 4 minutes.
I mean, oh, jeez.
Come on, Steven.
Oh, he missed a gimme, and he got the fall. That is the bet. That's over. All right. Yeah.
They gave us too much life there, you know? We didn't need that.
Pathetic, you know? Pathetic.
We didn't.
11-7. 11-7.
We didn't even.
Text line says, losers. You guys lost.
Relax.
People are ahead of us on the text line. We're watching on YouTube TV, so the text came in before we saw the bet lose.
So we're 0-2 now on the show bet, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're coming back.
Show bets, baby. What's the next one?
Hold on. We already got one. We still got one line. Someone still wants us to bet SIU Edwardsville first half. Plus 16.5.
Are we going to do a Missouri KU bet?
I think maybe we should.
Show bet?
The problem is that Alex and I both agree they're going to win, and I would bet like we could do like a two-part parlay, Missouri and Kansas to cover, but you think Missouri's losing.
So I don't have to cover, I guess, my part.
Yeah, you said they're losing outright, though.
I do think that they lose outright, but I don't have to give a leg of the Drake-Mizzou game. I can give you a leg of the of the KU game.
Yeah.
I'm curious what Hunter Dickinson's rebound total is.
I'm not sure. Hashtag fade the show is a thing right now. It's true.
Yeah.
I'm told it's trending
People
on Twitter. Hashtag fade Cody in gold from 10 to 2 right now on show bets.
Make some live bets. Have a little fun.
My official bets, you can go to our social media channels, by the way, for bets tonight. We did a video out there earlier today. These are some fun ones we're just doing during the show.
Let's get to a random question of the day.
Random question.
I guess we could have done a score update first. You know what, actually, Drew? The random question today is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Results every week and then receive free support for life.
Mm-hmm.
Online at awaken180weightloss.com. Give us the sound for a second. I'll do the random question in a second. Let's get a quick score update over in the NCAA tournament. Obviously, we just mentioned, currently Wisconsin leads Montana 11-10. They now hit a three.
That's even more frustrating.
They got their 10 now. To go with it, Creighton is up on Louisville, 65-50, 11:45 left to go in that game. High Point currently trails Purdue, 37-27 at halftime, and we're about 15 minutes away from game four tipping off. That'll be Houston and SIU Edwardsville.
Kelvin Sampson, that game in Wichita. First game in the Wichita pod down at Intrust Bank Arena. That's a little update.
God, we're so close on the race. You know, it's always so close.
I want to know if Cody is funding the show bets out of the Amazon Pallet Fund deficit. No, we have a show fund that has some cash in it.
Yeah.
It's got some cash in it.
It has less in it now.
Cody still has not sold the pallet that he promised to sell.
I tell you what, if we lose two more bets in a row, I'll have no choice.
That pallet was purchased over a year ago.
Yeah.
And when it was purchased, we said, dude, don't buy it for the show fund. We don't want to do it because you're not going to end up selling
it. Because of the lack of size. I wanted the pallet, not the box. I got disappointed, you know?
Yeah.
I got disappointed. Random question of the day, though. That's the score update. We'll get you another one coming up in just a little bit on the show. I had mentioned to you earlier, High Point, they're trailing by 10 right now. At their university, as they call themselves, essentially the university focused on...
Life Skills University.
Life Skills University. I told you they got like a fine dining restaurant. So the random question for you, Gold, for you, Drew, text line 913-586-7965 is, which life skill class do you wish you would have been forced to take at your university? Yeah. So for you, Butler, me, you, and KC, you, Kansas, which life skill class do you wish they forced you to take so that you had that life skill now?
So in general, I think we've talked about this, like every collegiate athlete and every person should have to take like a true, like,
let's keep finances out of it because
that should probably be the number one answer. If we're going like relates personally, I would probably say like a true, like, cooking class.
Cooking, yeah.
Even though that's, I took a home ec or whatever, or whatever, you know, way back when, but like I'm trying like a true, like, cooking class.
You sit
class.
Down there, they teach you about now, look, acids and base and flavor combinations.
Now, look, I don't need to be like Cody and you know, chopping up my garlic and making homemade sauce every night, you know, but
wouldn't you like the ability to do that?
I guess.
I don't do it every night. I do think cooking would be, I also think that it would have forced you to try some new things and find some new food you like.
Yeah, but I told you at that point in time, but now I'm at a point in life where, like, I know what foods I like. I'll keep eating the foods I like. You know what I mean?
No, I'm saying you should open yourself up to new experiences.
I know the foods I like.
Even at your age, you know? Never close off the rest of the world. My answer, by the way, is car repair. I wish, if they had just put me in like an automotive class like they did in like the 90s TV sitcoms, and it was just a shell of a car, and they teach you like each little piece, because I can change like a radiator or like a spark plug or change my oil. Like I can do like the basics. But I want to be able to not like take an engine out, but I want to be able to like fix more things with more confidence and not like watch a YouTube video 1,000 times. So like simple mechanics repair, or even like small motor repair. Gold, like I would like to have the ability to like feel confident you could like fix a small engine on like a mower or something.
Okay.
If they just give me any class and that was a real class, I would choose that immediately.
Yeah. We're taking
some sort of like small mechanical.
We're taking
repair.
The finance thing out of it, because as you said, I think that's the most obvious answer.
I think it's the number one answer because a lot of people
make sense.
It should be, yes.
All right, where are you at?
I agree with Cody. I think, you know, car repair stuff would be a very good one. I think the cooking one is interesting because I think everybody, it's useful to know how to cook. Obviously because it can save you money in the long run, but I don't know if there's anything else that really stands out other than, I mean, the car repair one's good. I was going to say financial stuff, of course.
Someone said driver's ed. Maybe they just want to practice.
It is pretty funny though. If you're saying you got to go spend $50,000 a year on tuition at a High Point to take a financial literacy class or financial, you know, advice class.
I got to take $200,000 out in student loans.
Yeah, that's first mistake.
You're going to need a budget.
First mistake you made. Yeah.
Try to get that in-state tuition after a semester or two if you can, you know? Someone says, does High Point have a class? No such thing as a free lunch. Well, I mean, you know, again, they got the free ice cream truck. You can get whenever there as well.
Again, I'm paying $50,000 a year so I can get a free ice cream cone. Big deal. Big deal.
You paid $50,000 a year to Kansas. They didn't give you the ice cream cone.
That's true.
That's right.
Thank goodness it wasn't $50,000 a year. Like it might be now. I don't know what it is now.
Does like sociology count towards the, it's not necessarily the fine. It's more like a encompassing thing that factors in a lot of stuff, like learning about societal,
like some people
stuff.
Said, like yeah, sewing. Yeah, 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 yeah. I've seen sewing, like right. They want to be able to like take care of some of their clothing or basic first aid.
Text line
is that on the list?
Text line 913-586-7965 says, Drew, you should have taken a class how to identify fraud / scam class specifically focused on Facebook Marketplace when you're trying to sell your couch. I think that is very accurate.
Thank you.
Someone says grass growing or plant maintenance. Mm-hmm. They want the ability to, you know, work with their hands a little bit. Cooking is a good one for you, I think. Drew, do you cook? It is unclear to me.
I don't
what
cook
you in
that often, but I do. We cook food at least 2 to 3 times a week. I would say yes, in terms of a 2 to 3 meals a week.
Okay, and what do you make with those meals?
I mean, it could be something as simple as
jarred sauce and spaghetti.
Yeah, it could be simple as spaghetti or nachos, all the way to you know, something not more advanced, but you know you. You cook some salmon, you make a steak, whatever the case. It's not anything too... It's not whole... I'm not making homemade sauce. No.
A lot of interesting suggestions on the text line. Media literacy, what and what not to post on the internet.
Actually, that's probably not the worst thing for kids who are 19 years old. Because some of the things you're going to regret.
That is the random question of the day. Although there was a new one in relation to when we were talking about Missouri playing in Wichita. I'm assuming this was directed at me, but it can be for... Could be for
this
everybody.
Question.
Would you rather live in Wichita for the rest of your adult life or lose 2 fingers?
You lived in Wichita?
It did not go great for Gold.
Bad experience.
Do you get to choose the fingers?
I don't know, I guess, in this hypothetical.
Or you're just like, you know, it's just like they're random like, luck. Because if it's like a thumb, I'm out.
Look, for this weekend, if you're a Mizzou fan, Drake fan going to Wichita, totally fine. You'll have a great time down there. Live in Wichita, I'm out. I'm good. Had my experience there. Terrible one. But for the tournament, nothing wrong going to Wichita for the NCAA tournament. It's a really nice arena, actually. Intrust Bank Arena. It's a very nice building.
I think one thing, actually, now that I think about it, in terms of like a trade, some not necessarily carpentry, but I think that could be useful, like being able to build something.
Woodworking?
Instead of, yes. Instead of paying money to go and, I don't know, spending way too much money for a table, just build one.
I will say the only problem with that working theory is the amount of tools you have to, as someone who once built a table, the amount of tools you have to have in order to execute those things puts you so far in deep that you better be like building stuff all the time. Like you wouldn't want to like just build a table or just build one picture frame to hang up on the wall. You'd want to be doing those things pretty regularly, not just for yourself, but for others. Otherwise, it's like the amount of tools you need in order to do it's kind of like, it's nuts.
Drew, someone's calling you out on the text line right now. They said, speaking of couches, scams, and Drew, they never got their Royals tickets from you when they bought your couch.
Wow. Okay. We're going to take care of the shoe then, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
What happened?
I'm not going to blame Speck directly, but I've brought this up to him a couple of times.
Oh, you're throwing the boss under the bus.
No, it sounds like you should.
I brought this up a couple of times, and I've gotten information from this person who I've gotten an email. I've gotten that stuff, and I believe I've provided it. If not, then yes, it is on me. But I believe I've provided what I need to whoever needs it. And
what
for
about
whatever
the
reason,
fan club invite? That feels like it could have happened by now.
Wow, you're putting the pressure on him.
Well,
right
I was just asking.
Right
that's just an invite. He could come next week.
Drew's a little flustered now. He was like, that's a good point. That's a good point.
That one could have just already happened.
I'm a little bit confused. Was there a Club 610 invite to that, or was it just the Royals tickets and the couch?
You negotiated. I don't remember. Man.
Been too long, man. I don't remember. I can't keep track of all the scams.
At some point, let's make that happen.
I will work on that. Thank you for texting in and reminding me, because I forget things too much. If that could be a trade, if that could be something trade-wise, I could how to remember things easier. I'm totally down.
That's just write things
Someone
down.
Someone says, how to keep your job would be a good class. Don't throw the boss under the bus.
Yeah.
Lesson number one.
How detailed of a calendar do you guys keep? Because I feel like
Not
that would
detailed.
Help you. That would help you, Drew. Not very detailed.
Detailed calendar? No. I mean, I obviously use the calendar app on my phone. I don't know. Detail.
Can you see that,
it's just
Drew?
Me. So Cody's got his kids' schedules and everything in there.
Do you just use the calendar app on the phone?
And then you can tell it whether you need a reminder set to remind you, or if you don't need a reminder set to remind you. This is all you need: one calendar, and then you just put stuff in as it comes up. That's it.
I'd like to
invite
convince...
guy to Club 610.
I think what happens is it's not that I get sidetracked. It's that I think I'll remember because it's something that should be easy enough to just remember. Evidently. Not the case.
All right, coming up next, guys, we're going to head out to Providence, Rhode Island. I think it's the first time I've ever said that on this show, but that's because Kansas is playing Arkansas in the NCAA tournament. Matt Tate has covered the Jayhawks for a while. He'll give us the lowdown on that game next.